The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. And Jesus said to the crowds, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, you say immediately, it is going to rain, and so it does. And when you notice that the wind is blowing from the south, you say it is going to be hot, and so it is. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. Why do you not know how to interpret the present time? Why do you not judge for yourselves what is right? If you are to go with your opponent before a magistrate, make an effort to settle the matter on the way. Otherwise, your opponent will turn you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the constable, and the constable will throw you in prison. I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny." The Gospel of the Lord. Let me look at this gospel and find out, does this appear to us today? Is there a teaching in here that fits the moment? If you look in your Bible, you will see various sections of the books in the Old Testament in the Hebrew Scriptures. You have prophetic books, and then you have the historical books. I think there are about 17 books in the prophecy section. And prophets in the Hebrew tradition, in the Jewish tradition, which is Jesus' tradition, were always sent for a moment. Way back when we studied prophecies years and years ago, we were told they were sent per modem actus, not per modem habitus. They were sent for a moment, not for a long time, but just for something that was happening now. And the destiny of the prophet always was to be persecuted. Every prophet was persecuted. If the prophet was not persecuted, then the prophet was not authentic, was not sent by God. The other interesting thing about prophets is that they were always sent to correct something, to disturb what was happening right now, and to ask people to take a second look. Do you see what's happening around you? How do you interpret what's happening around you? And what does it mean to you? Does it mean you have to change your mind? You have to read the signs of the time? So how do we read the signs of the time today? These are unusual times. Not only are there prophets in the Hebrew tradition, there are periods of prophecy. There's a tract, an historical tract, which is visited by prophecy. So whatever we see around us, whatever we experience, there's some kind of revelation in this. And the prophets were always sent to disturb something. How do we know the prophet is for sure? Because he will disturb the present condition. And he will ask people to think in a new way, to interpret God's presence in a new way. So tell me, what is it that disturbs us today, that makes life inconvenient, that gets in our way, that changes the way we think and the way we act and the way we live? What is it? Is this a period of prophecy? Is it a period of teaching? What shall we learn when we are disturbed and we say, wow, maybe we should take a second look? Perhaps there's a teaching in all of the things that are happening to us. We should take a second look and say, what is it about this time that calls us to think in a new way, to act in a new way, perhaps to be more generous in a way we were not generous before, to care enough about the other person to wear a mask. That's inconvenient. That's an imposition on us. But what does this mean? How do we live out Jesus Christ in this time to respect other people? I have been thinking myself that before the time of virus, we went out to dinner, you went to school, everything was normal, and everything, we were so blessed. But we were not always grateful. We just presumed that was it. Now we're saying, wow, if only we could get back to school, if only we could go shopping and we could go out to dinner and we could visit our friends, we would be grateful for things for which we were not grateful before. So is there a teaching about gratitude here? Is there a teaching about patience, about not demanding things from other people, about respecting other people, about kindness, acts of kindness, caring? There's something about this age that summons us to change our minds. In the first chapter of the Gospel of Mark, which is the earliest of the four Gospels, Jesus begins his preaching by saying, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Now, repent is a bad translation of the Greek. The Greek is metanoia. And metanoia in Greek literally means change your mind. Until you change your mind, you will not see the kingdom of God. So, what is it about this age that says, change your mind? Be different. Be more grateful. Be more respectful. Be more generous. Be more patient. Be more forgiving. What is it? We have to think like that. That's what prophets mean in the scriptures. It means that somebody is sent to say, I have to disturb the way you're thinking, the way you're acting, and ask you to take a second look. So I want you to think about that today, to think about taking a second look at the place we are today, to say, is there a teaching? Is there a revelation in this? Is God calling us to take a second look?